Hi guys, today's lesson is very exciting. Do you want to know how I get an audience interested and excited about me even before I MC their event? I use DDT. No, I don't mean I spray them with insecticide until they pass out. Actually, I use my own form of DDT. I get the committee to send them a DDT of me talking about their upcoming event. In other words, it's what I call a delightful, dangling teaser, DDT. So all it is a quick shout out to the audience, which the committee send via email about 1 week before their event. Now the job of the DDT is to dangle the carrot, tease and delight the audience, and encourage them to get on board and get into the mood to have fun on their event. So it's something like a movie trailer. You know, before the movie's launched, a trailer usually comes out to get the audience excited about the movie. So the same is with the DDT. We're actually producing a mini movie trailer for their event. Now, to be fair, this may not be suitable for all companies and events. Also, some clients just like to keep who the MC for their event is as a surprise for their guests. So I don't have any attachment to whether they use the DDT or not. It's just an added service I offer to them for free, and it's up to them if they want to make use of it or not. However, if the committee is fine with using it, then the DDT is an excellent way of exciting the audience even before their event date. Now, a hot tip here. I usually only offer the DDT to clients who book me directly. Because I think this is such a powerful marketing tool, I don't want to give it away to event companies. Because then they're going to pass the idea on to every MC they use, and then it's no longer unique and special. So how do you do a DDT, a delightful dangling teaser? Easy. You can record a DDT on your handphone and then send it to the committee. Mine are always very short, always less than a minute, and I send it across about 2 weeks before the event because you're going to need to give committees enough time to mass email to their guests about 1 week before the event. Also, you want to keep the size of the you want to keep the size of the file small, less than 5 megabytes in size. And most company emails will allow this size. If it's too big, it won't go through to their email accounts and it'll jam their mail servers. Now, also, please advise the client that this is not to be shared or posted on any social media websites or video sharing websites, for example, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, etc. It's only meant to be sent internally within their company. Now, guys, you want to make sure they only use it internally because, as I said, once people see this out there on the internet, everyone will do the same. And your unique, special idea is gone. Now, I always, in the DDT, mention my name, the date and the place of the event, and usually the exciting things the audience can look forward to. Now, I've found it works brilliantly because I don't even have to warm up the audience much as they already know me because they've met me before on their computer. And if my DDT looks good, they'll usually arrive pretty excited, enthusiastic, and anticipating a great party. Now, another great plus is you get free publicity. You get your name out there to all the employees of the company, and it becomes much easier for people to remember you. But don't mention this to the client, though. That's not the reason you're giving them the DDT. It's for their benefit. But this is a benefit to you. Also, if someone later on wants your contact and they forgot who you are, well, you're live on someone's email mentioning your name. So they'll remember that there's an email, and it should be pretty easy for them to source your contact information once they've got your name again. So guys, here is a sample of my DDT. Now, I record my DDTs professionally as it's the first impression I'm going to be making with my audience. However, as I said, you can just as easily start with your handphones and a selfie stick, or else get someone to hold the handphone and just record you. Just make sure the quality is there, otherwise the DDT may work against you. Hi everybody, I'm Donna Daniels and I'm so excited. Why? Because I am going to be your official MC for the Monash Annual Ball, A Midsummer Night's Dream. That's going to be 21st of September, this coming Sunday. So guys, put on your best budgie and I'll see you there. Hi everybody, I'm Donna Daniels and I'm so excited. Yay! Why? Because I am going to be your MC for your VMware Singapore Goes Around the World Colors of Culture Night on the 11th of December at Canvas. We're going to go to many different exotic destinations, but don't worry guys, I'll get you back to Singapore by the end of the night. I'm really looking forward to it, so let's you and me make it a date. Donna Daniels here, signing off. I'll see you there. Now, the key points for this module. Key point number one, you can get your audience interested in you even before their event. Key point number two, use a DDT. Its purpose is to delight, dangle, and tease, just like a movie trailer. Key point number three, don't be upset if clients don't want to use it. Key point number four, keep this DDT for direct clients and don't let them post on video sites. It must be for internal company use only. And key point number five, make sure your DDT leaves a good impression. Now, action steps for this module. Action step number one, guys, I want you to write out a simple template for a DDT, which you can use over and over again for different clients. Action step number two, record a DDT for an imaginary client. Action step number three, rate your imaginary DDT for quality. And action step number four, keep recording some more DDTs until you're happy with the sound and quality you're producing. So guys, let's get your audiences remembering your name, because this is how we build your business so you can make more money and you guys are going to live your dreams with this. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.